An unusual number of international journalists were gathered in Beijing in mid-May 1989 as a growing number of demonstrators jammed into Tiananmen Square. Camera crews were there for the May 15th visit of Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. That's why the Chinese government had granted far more media visas than it usually would at one time, hoping for positive coverage of the first Sino-Soviet summit in 30 years. Networks from the BBC to CBS and CNN were on the air with live coverage during May as protests grew until the Chinese government pulled the plug on live satellite transmission a couple of weeks before the deadly crackdown. In the years since, for international journalists covering China, Tiananmen Square has been a taboo topic. It's part of what some call the three T's and the F: Tiananmen, Tibet, Taiwan, and the spiritual movement known as Falun Gong. These are topics the Chinese government will not discuss in detail with international journalists. And for domestic journalists, asking too many questions in these areas will get you into trouble and potentially into prison. In recent years, treatment of the Muslim Uyghur community has been added to that unwritten list. This week, Reporters Without Borders updated its count of Chinese journalists detained for covering this story to 111, including 58 reporters, editors, and publishers from the Xinjiang region of northwest China. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.